In northern Iraq, Kurdish civilians are evacuating some towns along the front line between the autonomous Kurdish enclave and territory controlled by Saddam Hussein's forces. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Kurdish-controlled Chamchamal in northern Iraq.
A rusty tractor, overflowing with women, excited children, and baby chickens, slowly grinds its way out of Chamchamal and farther away from the Iraqi army. On every street in this frontline town, families are packing up and leaving, loading trucks, tractors, and taxis with baggage, and heading north for the safety of the hills. Ahmed Hakim Shafiq and his mother push a wooden wheelbarrow full of blankets towards a waiting vehicle.
Because we're afraid we are leaving of Saddam Hussein, and because of the chemical weapon, and also, you know, because of the rockets.
The residents here are convinced the war will start soon, and they're terrified of the Iraqi army, which controls a hill overlooking Chamchamal. This morning, for the first time in 4 years, locals say Iraqi soldiers fired several machine gun rounds into the town. One man points to where one of the bullets landed on his street. He says he's taking his family away tomorrow morning because he fears a final act of revenge by Saddam Hussein against the Kurds.
It's the last point of his, last turning point of his life, and we know that maybe he's in the last point, the last minute, he will do something bad for the Kurds, and he will make a distraction here, because we don't have anyone to protect us, not American military, not any organization, not any United, any office of, you know, United Nations.
The majority of these people have been refugees before. When Baghdad's forces moved to crush a Kurdish rebellion following the Gulf War in 1991, Aisha Mohammed Salah spent a week hiding in the mountains without any food or shelter. But this time, Salah says she will not leave her home.
No, I'm an old woman. I'm not going to go.
Last week, Kurdish residents of the nearby Iraqi-controlled city of Kirkuk began arriving in Chamchamal. They said they were fleeing an Iraqi security crackdown and the possibility of being caught in the crossfire in the seemingly imminent battle between the U.S. and Iraqi forces. Throughout Iraqi Kurdistan, there have been other signs of a looming conflict. Large numbers of Kurdish militia fighters have gathered in frontline areas, preparing for battle. For weeks, Kurdish officials say they've also been cooperating on the ground with American special forces and intelligence agents. These covert U.S. forces have been spotted several times by foreign journalists. Meanwhile, earth movers and bulldozers have been hard at work renovating two of Kurdistan's airstrips. Kurdish officials say the installations are being repaired for use by American forces. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Chamchamal in northern Iraq.